Mr. Dempsey is going to lead us in the prayer and the pledge today.
Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy again now. We thank you for what has happened today. We bless your name for those that are here. We pray right now, Father, we do what is best for our community. And we bless those that are here to hear the results. Thank you now for what you've done thus far. And we bless your holy name. Bless our families right now, Father. Bless this country. And we thank you. We thank you for these privileges that we now enjoy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everyone for being here today for this special meeting. We will go to item number 3, approval of the agenda.
Motion. We approve the agenda presented.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. 4A, the board to further consider an ad valorem property tax exemption application for Super Puff Snacks, Inc., USA, transmitted to the board by the Taylor County Development Authority, TCDA. Okay. As you know, we met today and we've been talking quite a bit about this subject. And first of all, I want to tell you that we're just so pleased to have y'all here. And we want to do everything that we can to help y'all. We want y'all to succeed and we want to be a good partner with y'all. And there's a process that has to be followed for this sort of thing, this tax abatement. And as you know, it starts off with you filling out your application, and the TCDA looks at that, and then the TCDA will forward it to us, and then we'll accept it. Then we send it to the property appraiser for him to certify it. Then it's sent back, and then at that time is when we can adopt it. That's the process simplified.
Right.
And again, we did discuss today. We want to help you all, but before we get into that, I have asked the property appraiser to come forward and talk about the taxes just a little.
Sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we met earlier this morning and we were talking about, and you guys were talking about the urgency of this process following through, I think the urgency of completing the process is not the factor here today. It's just the fact of the board's intent. And once the board expresses its intent, then we can proceed procedurally through the process and get that established with a resolution, and then it can be presented and voted on, and we can have our public hearings, is how that forwards. The one thing, you guys have made aware to me today that the equipment would actually possibly be here in the next few months. And if that's the case, that's a great thing, because if you get it here before the first of the year, all that's free anyway. You won't be on the tax roll.
That's right.
So anything you add today, or next month or next week, your filing period is January 1st is our consideration date. So you guys will be great. The sooner you get it here and start cooking, but you'll have basically a tax-free year for the completion of 2018. And then you'll give me a return in 19, and then we'll apply the proper abatement that the board decides upon at that point in time.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yes, sir.
Sound good?
Sound good.
Thank you. Okay. So we thought that there was this, you know, sense of urgency, but from what he's saying, we've got time. And so, like I said, we do want to help y'all. And one of the things that is required in the ordinance is that annually that you give us a report. And you know, whatever you have agreed to, that you'll come back and present it to us. And, you know, if you said we're going to put on 100 employees, then when you come back, we want to know, you know, and there'll be a form and a process to present to us that you've done your part, and we're certainly going to, we're going to do our part because we want you here. Does anybody else want to add anything at this time?
I will add that we have been given two sets of figures. One that we got earlier, which has a number that our property appraiser says is not the correct number. He's provided us with a significantly smaller amount of tax money. You all aware of that?
Yeah, I found out this morning that, that we've used a break value that already certain things like a school tax and some other things aren't available.
Correct.
All right.
The board as the tax authority has the that percentage of millage there. And you receive the whole millage rate.
Right.
Right. And everybody's aware that this won't start until the next taxable year. And I know that, but I understand you need to know what the intention of this board is to support your effort. And I agree with what the chair says. We need 100 jobs. We certainly would like for you to become a part of this community in a greater way. And we want to do what we can to make this thing work for you and work for the county. So having said all that, I would, Madam Chair, give up the floor and hear from Commissioner Demps, who has a lot of experience in the Temple County Development Authority. I look always to him for his wisdom and his guidance, and I just want to be as helpful as we can. You folks.
Commissioner Demps.
Boy, my head is about that side right now. I had a chance to work with CTD for a while. And I was out there when he came to town to make your presentation, and that day we was out there at the plant. I was somewhat at awe because we had lost so many. And you was a ray of hope. Okay? And I see you back here today for a good reason.
Yes, sir.
And I want to jump my limit to do what I can for you and for our community. I don't know whether you got something to say or you
don't.
I want your mind to be at ease when you leave here, that we'll do our best. And I got a proposal. I got a number in my head.
Go
if
ahead.
Y'all want to hear.
Go ahead.
I want to hear your number.
We'll do 75% of 10 years. I hope you can live with that. And we will send that forward to see what will happen. Okay? And the only thing you have to wait on now is wait on Mr. Rabbit to do his job. And then come back and wait for our resolution to be drawn up. And I'll watch it.
It will be an ordinance.
Okay.
And at least one public hearing. So the entire process will take some time.
Right.
You know, we have to receive the certification back from the property appraiser. Then the board will make a decision to accept the final determination of your application. Then our county attorney will draw up an ordinance, we'll have a public hearing, and then the final acceptance of the ordinance.
I have something to add. Back in February of last year, we met at the city, and I remember me and my brother, we met you there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've asked us, where do you see Super Puff here in the next, what do you see, or we were Amherstnet back then, where do you see us? How many jobs do you see us bringing down?
Now?
Within the next year, from February of 2018. And we said we feel like we could bring 40 jobs the first year.
Mm-hmm.
We closed around March of 2018, and as of today, we have 76 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's almost double what we promised
okay. In
that meeting.
Okay.
You know? The new line, the cancer line alone, the single line, is you're looking at 60, 70 full-time jobs. That's without more jobs with the existing lines that we're running.
Good question. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're looking at way more jobs than what we're talking about, you know?
Well, yeah. Actually, we've had some further discussion. As Waleed said, We would rather under-promise and over-deliver. This year, we will add $25 million in capital, and we will add 100 jobs. Now, this counselor right here, I got in my hand, this one item is $800 million in the U.S. alone. And it's currently being made in Canada and in Mexico. Our $10 million line will make these, and we've got commitments for three more lines. So for us to do that, we've got to put another building aside for what we have. And we've looked into it. We can put up to four buildings on our 18 acres. We also are looking into activating the rail spur.
Okay.
We met with an engineer briefly on that to see the alignment, because we want to strategically place our buildings so we don't paint ourselves in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so phase one, which is this year, will do 25 million and 100 employees. Over the next 2 to 3 years, we'll do another 25 million and another 100 employees. So that's our phase one. And again, we think here is a great spot for us to launch our U.S. footprint. And it's great logistically, being up here in North Florida, we can service all of our South and Eastern customers. But also, a lot of this growth and this stack chips is restful. It's one of the few items we have that has a long shelf life. You go a year. Mm-hmm. Most of our products are shipping air, but this is kind of dense, so we can actually ship it. It's a great item. So we're close to Fort Manatee. We're close to Jacksonville. So it makes a lot of sense for us to expand our whole North America, our whole U.S. footprint right here. And so what we might do when you consider it is we want to be here long term.
You want to sign a 20-year lease?
There might be 22. You never know.
Well, we have made a commitment to you today. Right. Now, you know, we haven't gone through the whole process, but right. We're not going to change our mind.
Right.
We've made a firm commitment to y'all, because this is all about jobs, and that's what we want. We want good, paying, permanent jobs in Taylor County, and we want a good partnership, a good marriage with y'all. We want to help y'all, but we want to help our citizens with more jobs. So that's our commitment to you of 75%. Is that acceptable to y'all?
Well, my question to you, is this going to apply to the phase one and the phase two? We're going to spend $50 million over 3 years.
Well,
And 260, add another 200 employees. So my question is, do we get the tax incentive for the whole package?
Here's what we're saying, is that we will give you 75% for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Providing that, you know, you do the annual report and you've done what you say and you've got the jobs that you've committed to, then we're committed also.
Okay, so if we do that second round, we'll follow the same rules, correct?
Same rules.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Just to clarify, with the completion of phase one, are you adding 100 jobs, or are you bringing the total up to 100?
No, we're adding 100
jobs.
We're going to exceed that. We're going to add a minimum of 100 jobs to phase one.
And what's the time frame of that?
Most of it's going to be this year.
Yeah.
It's when our lines come in, our big line is going to be delivered in May.
Okay.
And as I might have shared with you earlier, we got it's being made by six different companies in six different countries. And so it's just a nightmare to coordinate all this stuff coming together. And so we need to tell them for the next 3 or 4 weeks which location we need to send it to, so we can get some kind of assurance we can move forward. But that's just some thing I just want to bring to the table. But yeah, the phase one's going to be 100, and that should be completed most by the end of the year. It might stretch a little bit into early next year, depending on when everything's up and running. And then 2 to 3 years out, we'll probably have to start about a year building that second building, ordering the other equipment. So 2 to 3 years out, we're talking about another 100 on top of the $160 that we're at now, what we would be at the end of phase one.
So is this the assurance that you need in order to order the equipment and move forward?
I think so.
The equipment has already been ordered, okay, and the deposit has been placed to do the routing of the shipment.
Okay. Perry, Florida, 323.
I have a question. If we're 100% committed to Perry, Florida, which means, you know, we have all our efforts to continue to invest here, to continue to create jobs, and we're not telling you we're only going to create 100. We're not going to say, okay, let's hit that target and stop. We'll probably put 150. Why can't we get 100% commitment? That's the question I would like to have.
That's something we can certainly talk about. But one last profit pressure. We've talked today in the 75% about phase one. Now, if you come in 2 years from now with phase two with another 40 million, should we do the process over and give a separate tax abatement for that? Because if you don't, you're losing some of your original. If you just added it on to what we got, you would have 8 years left, you know.
I think the, if I'm understanding correctly, the intent of the board is any new investments after this reporting period of 2018, we're going to use as our consideration for the abatement. So the return we have today will change next year because we'll have some reductions, we'll have some deductions, and some deletions. So they're going to come off, and then we're going to have some new equipment added on. I don't think it's going to be as simple as we're going to draw a line in the sand and everything on this side is one way and the other. I think we're going to, and I'm asking for direction from the board, if we're going to take, at the end of the year, the new return, we'll take those new investments and we'll put those on top. Is that your... because actually, that will benefit you guys because right. Your deletions and deductions and your depreciation will take off, and your new equipment will start from that number and go forward.
Well, it's because most of that $25 million spend will be in 18, so as long as that bucket carries forward to our budget, right. We're good.
But I'm going to reduce your depreciation.
Sure.
We'll take that depreciation off, and then we'll start with that number going into 19.
Okay.
Is that the intent? Because, and then this equipment is also going to depreciate over years, and different equipment is going to have different lifespans. And so, I can handle that portion of it, but just from the board's perspective, I think what you're telling me is in 19, we're going to draw a line in the sand, and everything above that, we're going to give the abatement to, correct?
It's my understanding.
Okay.
So I think the question was, would it be possible on the round two to go 100% or round one to 100%?
It would be in a year, based on a year basis, would be best from an accounting perspective,
yes.
I think, for all of us. So yes. If you guys, if we do 19 and then you know we come in 22 or 23 or whatever your number is, you guys negotiate something else and add to it, you know, we can pick up from there and assume again.
Yeah, certainly if you come back, you know, a year after all of this, and you've done all this that you're talking about, then I don't think you'll have any problem.
You won't have any problems.
So if we deliver and go above and beyond, we could potentially get 100% abatement?
Very, very, yeah. Very
second,
likely.
The second year after we see the report on March.
Very good.
Okay, if I'm still here.
Nice to have you. Okay.
Yeah, we want to support y'all, and, you know, we want to be in a partnership with y'all, and... you know, we want to help all we can, and we want y'all to help us.
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing, you know, I shared with you that you know, these lines are incredibly complex. They're three-quarters of a football field, and it's all automated, but we still need 40 to 60 people, 50 to 60 people to run it. But most of these roles are going to be pretty technical. People not only have to have an accountable ability, but PLC and that kind of stuff. And we met with... Steve Turner and Bill Eustace over at North Florida Community College, and they're willing to put together a training program for our team, and we plan to meet with the technical school here. And, yeah, if there's any other resources, we're going to get 100 people through the programs, we're going to need some resources to get them trained, since they seem to know, place in the area. We can set up programs, possibly drop the machine at the location to get our people up to speed. So when that machine gets turned off, we have qualified people to run it. We don't want to spend that $10 million on a machine and have people know how to run it, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Any ideas or recommendations you can get, we appreciate it.
You talking about the idea of a career source?
Well, we haven't yet, we will.
Okay, she will
career source.
She will have to.
Have you reached out to Big Bend Technical School yet? Does that...
We're currently working with them.
Okay.
Yeah, but to create a super puff program, that's what we're looking at. Because, you know, whenever someone graduates out of Big Bend, they come with the knowledge, a lot of knowledge, but knowledge that's not very specific to our industry.
Yeah,
that's
IT
what
program,
you know, David
right.
was mentioning about making it very specific.
Right.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
I'd like to ask you, from what you've heard us say, and this is a good board of county commissioners, I just have to be a part of it, they're all good. But are you leaving here with a feeling comfortable enough that you think you can look at your new line here in our community?
Yes, sir, I did. We feel very good about it.
We want to leave you as comfortable as possible, but we want to make this thing work.
Right.
For our community, for the jobs that you bring into your company. If it means changing 75 to 77, I would even, don't want to do that. I think we made you a very fair, honest, forthright proposal. And it was not lightly, we all of us did our praying about it, our thinking about it. But we want you to be very comfortable.
Well, with that being said, Commissioner Gibbs, are you prepared to make a motion?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
I make the motion that we, what was Super Puff, 75%, and that's our intent after it goes through the process, the normal process it got to go through. Okay.
So, second motion.
Okay. We got a motion by Commissioner Demp, second by Commissioner Murphy. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Also, maybe I misunderstood. I thought maybe after a year we could potentially go up to 100 if we deliver it. Was I mistaken? Did I misunderstand?
Yeah, well, you come and bring your report to us. Yeah. You have to bring that report and show us you've done your commitment, and we'll do our commitment, and we're in business.
If I'm here, I give you my word. If you meet your goals and you go exceed it, I can support the 100%.
Absolutely.
Madam Chair, is it the intention of the board for the ordinance to read 75% times 10 years, but then when they deliver their first annual report, they would request a change to the ordinance?
Yeah.
Is that the way?
I thought the second one was where he wanted the 100%.
Do you want that in the first, in this ordinance, that the second year it would go up to 100% automatically?
No, depend on, he has to give us a report.
Okay, so you can see the request.
Yes, executing to our goal.
Right, and then the
and come back to the other reinvestment. Now, you said
come back
to reinvestment.
The other reinvestment at the second, third year, then it goes up to 100.
Okay, but we would amend the ordinance at that time.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can make it work.
We want you here.
We want to be here. Make it sense.
Okay, thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right, you stay as long as you want to, but we need some more business here.
Okay, item B. The board to further consider an economic tax exemption application for Gulf Coast Electrical Supply, Inc. transmitted to the board by the TCEA. Again, this one's not ready yet, so I think we're going to have to wait until we get the certification from the property appraiser and then go back to us and see what it says. So there's no action on this one today.
But you want it forwarded to the property appraiser?
Yes, we do. But there's nothing.
We don't need a motion.
Right. Okay, number five, the board to discuss the annual reporting requirement for business receiving annual tax exemption. We've done that annually. We will create a form that will be standardized. Everybody will use it, and in it will give them directions on what we need for them to validate their commitment to us. And it'll be presented by the 31st of January of each year, and that we will send out a notice by letter to inform them that date is coming up.
I believe I need to ask the board for an extension for one recipient of the abatement. He has not turned in his report. I don't know if he's aware of that requirement. So I would like to offer him a 60-day extension.
Motion to offer a 60-day extension to this.
Specifically.
San Pedro
Investments.
Yes.
Second motion.
Okay, we have a motion and second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number six, the board to consider the appointment of one commissioner to the Middle and Lower Suwannee River and Withlacoochee Task Force.
Before you should be a letter that was forwarded to county administration back in October. And unfortunately, this wasn't forwarded to the board, I don't believe. Commissioner Demps has been attending these meetings, and from what I understand, he would like to be appointed to this board, but we do need formal action from the
board. To appoint Commissioner Demps, direct you, county on this task force.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Not related.
All opposed, same sign.
Amen.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Congratulations.
We want you to keep that facility down this one river.
That's right.
Okay, is there any other business before I ask for a motion to adjourn? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Have a good evening.
Get home.
We've got our last soccer game tonight in.